Station.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Nick Coffer. For beds, hearts and bugs.
You look very nice, you two.
Thank you.
You seem like friendly mystery guests. So you're Martin.
That's correct.
Hello,
yeah.
Martin. And you're Francis.
That's right.
Or Fran, did I?
Or Fran.
Okay. Fran and Martin, you both seem lovely.
Thank you.
I tried really hard to trick you at about 11:45 into telling me why you're here, and you both failed miserably. Were you a bit nervous at that point, Jonathan?
I was very nervous. Yes. You were trying to play games, get the mystery guest early.
I just went out and I said, what are you here to talk to me about? I mean, that was pretty blatant, actually. Anyway, they were stoic, they were firm, and they didn't bat an eyelid or flinch an inch, did they?
No,
now, you reckon today's going to be really hard for me, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's a struggle.
Really hard, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll come back to you if I need some more help. Nice to have you both in the studio. If you want to help me, you can text 81333. Start your text with 3CR. Lynn in Bedford, of course, to remind me, of course, Lynn Campbell died. Completely forgot that. Thank you, Lynn. I'm half asleep. You can text me 81333 with your text starting 3CR. You can call 08081 00 8800, and you can drop me an email, nick@bbc.co.uk. So, Martin, what are you here to talk about?
That's for you to guess.
Correct answer. Yeah. You have a bit of an accent.
I do.
Where are you from originally?
From Bradford.
You're from Bradford. My best friend's from Bradford.
Is she?
Oh. Yeah, I'm making assumptions there.
Oh.
She's from Netherlands Drive. Do you know? It's on the border of Oddsall and Halifax and Bradford. Does that ring a bell? Where are you from, Fran?
Brought up in Nebworth.
Ah, so you're local. Are you two, forgive me for asking, are you two a married couple, a couple, or just colleagues? Or
colleagues is better.
Yeah. Okay. So you're here individually to talk about something, not because you're together to talk about something.
Correct.
That's right. Yeah.
Right, okay. They're going to be hard work, Jonathan.
They are. I've prepped them.
I told them not to be obtuse. Right, stop being obtuse. So how long have you two been together doing the thing you're together to talk to me about?
How long have you been doing it?
11 years. Well, I've been involved for 11 years.
Right, and you, Fran?
Slightly longer.
How long would slightly be?
Towards 12,
that is, yeah. No? Right? Wrong?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
12.
Right.
And did you both know each other before you got involved in doing this thing?
No. We didn't.
No, we
really?
Didn't.
So you met while doing it. Did you meet indoors or outdoors?
We met indoors.
Okay. It's not one of those, is it, Jonathan? Come on, you haven't given me a naughty one, have you?
No, of course not.
Okay, double checking. We met indoors, I don't know. It was the way you went, not really a couple. No, okay, it's not naughty. So you met indoors. Is it a sporting activity?
Definitely not.
Is it an intellectual activity?
No, afraid not.
So you're not World Scrabble champions?
Certainly not.
Okay. How often do you do this together?
We probably do it once a month, but not necessarily together.
Right,
and
so you're not massively prolific. You're gone.
We meet other times as well.
Yeah.
For it.
So you do it, and then even when you're not doing it, sometimes you meet up as well.
Yes.
What are you laughing at, Jonathan?
You're just really struggling now.
Of course I'm struggling. But luckily, very, very shortly, a listener is going to text or something and help me. 81333, start your text VCR. Okay. Do you have to pay to do what you're here to talk about?
No, it's voluntary.
Ah, you are both volunteers.
We are volunteers.
It's Jonathan?
Right direction.
Good. So you're volunteers, and your volunteers, do you volunteer in the same place regularly?
Yes, we do.
Yes, the same.
Yeah, St. Albans Cathedral?
No, it's not an indoor building.
Oh, you volunteer outside. Are you rock festival marshals?
No, we don't marshal.
Halfway a guess.
I don't know. I'm just asking it for. Okay. So you volunteer somewhere once a month. Do you help people?
Yes, we do. Outside.
Kev says, do you do ghost tours?
No, we don't.
Okay.
That would be good.
It would be good. Are you full moon worshippers, says Monty?
No, we do worship, but it's not the full moon.
Okay, so there's a religious angle to what you do.
There is indeed, yes.
Hey, Tam, how am I doing, Jonathan?
You're doing all right.
Yeah. Petter's phoning, she might have the answer.
Yeah,
keep my fingers crossed for Petter. So there is a religious angle and an angle of worship, but not mainstream Christian, or there's something a little bit left field about this, isn't there?
We are both Christians.
Right.
And that underpins.
Okay. You do it once a month, so that's cyclical. Is it related to moon or sun or...
No.
Astrology!
No.
I mean, other people are doing it. We might do it once a month, right. Not together, but yeah. Other people might be doing it...
Other
weeks in the month.
Hello, Petter, what do you reckon?
I wondered if they took people out and about who've got a disability of some sort to places of interest.
Do you take people who have disabilities out and about to places of interest?
No.
No, we don't.
No. Oh,
nice try, yeah. Petter. What's baking today? Petter, what's baking today?
What day is it today?
No, what's baking today?
Oh, what am I baking today? I'm looking after grandchildren this afternoon.
Okay. I'm not coming down to Dunton today then. No apple turnovers.
I'm baking out next week. I'm in Dunstable tomorrow, going to the theatre.
Bring us some... Actually, I'm not here tomorrow. Petra, I got a crack on my mystery guest. But be nice to see you soon. Right, there's a couple of people have asked if you're bell ringers.
We meet in a church, but we don't ring bells.
Okay.
As our base.
Right, so you meet in a church, you don't ring bells, there is a religious angle because you're both Christians. Are you traditional Christians? Are you born-again Christians?
We are, but that's not really connected with what we do.
Ronnie says, do you run a soup kitchen?
No, but that's closer.
Okay, how are we doing, Jonathan?
That is indeed closer.
Right, so once a month you open up a church for the homeless.
We see the homeless outside, but we don't have them come into the church.
The lady earlier talked about people with handicaps. Yes. We help vulnerable people.
Right. So you do something at a local church, which is which church? You can tell me. It's okay. We're running out of time.
Oh, St. Peter's in Bedford.
At St. Peter's in Bedford. Nice church. And once a month, you open your doors and... Yes?
No, we go out from the church.
Are you street pastors?
That's very, very, very close.
Closer. They're not quite pastors.
Street urchins. Street musicians.
Do you need to know?
No, I'm going to guess it.
Okay.
So, do you do cake and coffee mornings? Doug says, are you pagans? No. So, no. Once a month, you go out from St. Peter's and you walk the streets. Are you befrienders?
You are very close with street pastors.
You are street performers? No. Yes? No?
No.
You are... Johnny, how close am I?
You need another word after street and you're there.
Street and pavement pastors.
No, but if you get the A-N from Anne... That's the first two letters of what we are.
Street and pastors.
Nope.
No, a host of...
A host of...
I got caught.
Okay, I'll let you pick that one up. Maybe Rosie's got it. So a host of I think my mum might have got it. My mum's got it, yeah, and I think Rosie has as well. Here we go. Rosie, is it the same as what my mum reckons?
Angels.
Street angels, that's what
we are. Street
said.
Angels.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. Done, Rosie.
Yay!
Thank you.
You've
got a pretty strong track record. Didn't you pick one out a couple of months ago?
We had the clue.
She's gone already, Rosie. Yes, had you worn the hat that said Street Angels, it might have given it away. Right.
So but we are Bedford Street Angels, as distinct from any other Street Angels.
So, Jonathan, how did I do?
I don't think you did very well. I think the listeners saved you there.
Rude. Caroline got it. Monty got it. Excuse me, what do you mean the listeners saved me? I did street pastor.
Pastor.
Yeah. So you've done very well. You can go home. No. We need to talk about what you do. I have actually interviewed street angels before, and it's a really, really impressive project, and one which offers a lot to the local communities, and also equally to the people who do it. And I'm sure that after the news headlines, you'll tell us what you get out of it as well. I know I've said this before now, and I know it's really boring, but I was a Samaritan for many years, and we often did outreach ultimately, whether it's from a religious standpoint, whether it's from a befriending standpoint, it's the same job. You're going out, yes, and giving people that
support
that support
that
and listening. There's a message just flapped off my screen here. Fran is a Christian motorcyclist.
She is.
What on earth does that mean? Actually, no, save it. So, stay with. So Jonathan, what, as opposed to like a not Christian motorcyclist?
Well, there's a group.
Oh, it's a group called Christian Motor. Okay. Do you know what, Fran? We'll talk about that as well after the news headlines. So, Fran and Martin, Street Angels from Bedford. Lovely to have you as my mystery guest. You've been brilliant so far. We'll find out about your work after the news headlines and what makes a motorcyclist a Christian motorcyclist is my summary of that. Well done, guys, for helping me get it. Jonathan, another week, another defeat. Try harder next week.
Okay.
Although, did I catch an email over your shoulder about possibly next week? So was it? No.
Oh, I might have to change my mind.
I just saw one thing, which might have been a little clue. Right, this is BBC Three Counties Radio. Enjoyed that a lot. You're listening to Nick Coffer. You two can now relax while Jane does the news headlines.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Beds, hearts, and bucks travel.
Here's our road angel at Flood. I'm Nick Coffer. This is BBC Three Counties Radio on a Friday afternoon. Is it the last Friday of January? No. How many days in January?
31.
Is it 31?
It is.
So there's another Friday in January. Isn't there more like 726 days in January?
Yeah.
A lot of them. Right. You are my mystery. I should say Gail's coming in after 1 o'clock. You are my mystery guest. Hi.
Hello.
Fran and Martin, you are Street Angels from Bedford. Before we do that, talking about this Christian motorcyclist group, Fran, what's the story there?
The Christian Motorcyclist Association has branches, not just in England. It is got branches across the world, and they're motorcyclists who will ride together or at different events may set up a tea and coffee that they call the Holy Joes, and other motorcyclists can come in, get a very cheap cup of tea, coffee, biscuit.
Did you ride down today?
Chat. I didn't. No, I'd have come pillion with my husband.
What do you ride? What does he ride?
He rides, his main bike is...
Okay, there's more than one.
There are more than one. His main bike is a Triumph Tiger 995, I think. And there's another bike that we've got in memory of our son, which is a Harley Davidson called the Pilgrim.
When you say memory of your son, you really don't have to answer this because this is unprepared, but is there something to share there, or would you prefer to move on to Street Angels?
That does move on to Street Angels. Yeah.
So with the Street Angels, this is a wonderful project, isn't it? We realised there was a coincidence because we were talking about Halifax before. Mm. Am I right in saying that the whole thing started in Halifax, is it?
Yes,
who started
correct.
It?
We're trying to remember.
Chap called Paul.
Right.
He started it nearly about 14 years ago now. And basically he went out. There was lots of people. There was a couple of clubs in Halifax.
Yeah.
And there were people out there that had a bit too much to drink and were looking for help.
In Halifax.
So him and some other guys from local churches decided they ought to go out there on a Saturday night and just be there on behalf of God, just looking after these people.
How important, Fran, is the God part of this? Because obviously a big chunk of it is around befriending and supporting. Is it, and I'm going to use this word politely just to ask a question, but is it preachy or is it about being there for these people?
It's totally being there for the people. It's not preachy at all. We only mention God if people actually ask us. Some people ask us, why do you do it? And we can say, we do it because we want to share God's love with people on the streets.
But you're not out there with a Bible
trying to.
Let's be honest. Often when people are in that level of difficulty, their desire to absorb something like that is going to be limited, isn't it? Well, what they're really looking for is a bit of companionship, a bit of time, a bit of warmth, and someone just to sit with them and say, "This is really rubbish, isn't it?" And I guess that sums up what you do.
Absolutely, yeah. And people will have too much to drink for a number of reasons, you know, and there could have be problems in their life with maybe bereavements.
It's not just people coming out of a club, is
absolutely
what I'm saying.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Yeah. So we do come across people who've got a story to tell, and we just want to listen to that story and put our arms around them.
What do you get out of it, Fran? Beyond the religious serving God part of it, what do you get on a personal level?
I could go back to how Street Angels in Bedford started because about 12 years ago, at Christmas, just over 12 years ago, our son was out with his big brother and they got separated within a club in those days there was nobody to look after people in that situation. And there were a couple of churches praying, God, we know Bedford's a bad place at night. Bad things can happen to people. But they hadn't got past that stage of wondering what they could do.
Yeah.
Rob was actually abducted and taken through town, thrown over a bridge and drowned. And from that, the Christians in Bedford, my husband being one of the instigators, wanted to do something to support people who got into a similar situation to our son. So for me personally, it's being able to support and help people who are as vulnerable as he was that night. And even if it hadn't been him, it's the sort of project. I love the night time. I love being out at night. It's the sort of thing I would have been asking him. Do you mind if I go out and do?
And of course, as is often the case with volunteering and charities, often at the root is someone wishing that someone they know could have had the same thing. In this instance, you're wishing that Rob could have had a street angel there. I could list all manner of medical, psychological examples where you're thinking to yourself, if only my mum had had that, if only my dad had had that. And that's quite a powerful motivating force for you, Fran, isn't it? To get you out in the cold, and Bedford is beautiful at night, but it can be cold. That's a really powerful motivating force, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yes. And what is so wonderful is that there's still people wanting to come out who don't have that motivation and be part of the Street Angels on a whole range of different levels.
Just as a final thought on that, is it ever too painful? Because I understand the positive aspect of, you know, it gives you something to do, it gives you that lovely sense of being there in a way for somebody who is as vulnerable as your son was. But is it ever actually quite triggery for you as well?
It doesn't tend to trigger in that sort of way, really. I think because our son had made his own decision to be a Christian, and right from the beginning, we had the hope of him being in heaven and safe through it. The sting of death for him has been taken away. And also because my husband and I felt it right to forgive the lads who had done it to him. We haven't got that resentment and holding us back either. So we've got a freedom to go out.
I guess, Martin, the nub of this is that humanity needs humanity.
Yeah.
And Fran's humanity comes from your tragic personal experience. I'd be interested to know where yours come from as well, but ultimately you're going out meeting humans and being human, and at that level it's really simple, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And the whole movement is underpinned by prayer. So I got involved with Street Angels about 10, 11 years ago when I was working full time, so going out late at night once a month would have been too much. So I joined the prayer team. So we back at base, we pray for the people that go out, and when they come in for a break, we make them toast and coffee and cakes. And now I've sort of become I'm now the chairman of the management committee.
Right,
so I'm more involved now than I have been before.
Like, yeah, he's pretty tough, yeah.
So more involved now than I've ever been. So yeah, and it's a great work, yeah.
But here's the thing, and listen, my listeners know me very well. I happen to be an atheist. I am not involved in any religious belief or religious practice. But equally, I completely recognise when religion can be a power for good, and often is, because when it gets brought down to questions of community, then it becomes a no-brainer. At that point, it's using the power of people's faith in their God and humanity to do good. And that's why this is clearly, as you've said, it's not a religious pursuit. You're looking to make a difference. What's been your scariest moment? And by scary, I don't necessarily mean dramatic, but there must have been a few close shaves. No close shaves.
No. When we're out there, the people of Bedford really appreciate the fact that we're going out. So we very rarely get bad.
So they respect you.
They respect us greatly.
Yeah.
And so we rarely get a bad feedback. I think it's probably the most scary has been when somebody was cross with us for trying to help their partner who they'd had an argument with.
Right.
And perhaps they came back and didn't want us to be involved because they wanted to get back together. Yeah. And
the thing is, Martin,
got a bit cross with us.
I know this is radio, so it's hard to describe, but I reckon if Fran went up to someone, because she's got that mixture of warmth and fear in her eyes, have you noticed that? So I wouldn't mess with Fran. I'd see you coming, and you've got that very interesting mix of incredible warmth and slightly head of year at secondary school, and I think that's why they would, because ultimately you want to be respected and be allowed to do what you're there to do, and you have to set your own boundaries, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she's absolutely typical. In fact, we had a little sort of competition within the Street Angels. We had like a trophies. We had our AGM, we had like a trophies event. And Fran was voted by the Street Angels as the most typical Street Angel. Oh. I think that you're absolutely right, she is.
Well, it's about having that balance of calm and, you know, a little bit firm as well. If you're dealing with someone who's very drunk and needs a little bit of shepherding, and I choose the word appropriately, it's nice to have met you both. I'm guessing that you always want people to come along and help.
Absolutely. We're always on the lookout for volunteers, yes.
How do people get involved?
We do have a web page, and we're on Facebook. And I think it's a number that comes up that they can phone.
So go to the internet and do a search for Bedford Street Angels.
Yeah.
And if you're out and about in Bedford and you see someone with a red bobble hat that says Street Angels, give them a smile. Be nice to them. They're out there trying to do good work. And as you just said, if you want to volunteer, there are two ways to get in touch, either via the website or Facebook as well. I think it's great what you do. You've been very, very good mystery guests.
Thank you.
Even if I did guess you easily. It was easy, wasn't it, Jonathan? Jonathan, how easily did I guess them?
You did get them in the end, didn't you, Nick?
Easily. To be honest, I knew it after a couple of minutes. I just thought that for radio effect, I'd string it out for an extra five.
Of course you did.
He doesn't believe me. Nice to meet you both. Bedford Street Angels on the internet if you want to find out more. There's Fran and Martin, two people doing very fine work in the heart of our local community. Well, this is BBC Three Counties Radio. I'm Nick Coffer. What should I play you next? Well, it's either going to be Blondie...